the moment, I feel like I'm just burning up. I'm so covered in stings. I feel like a big hot beacon.
Is there anything you can actually do to just try and quell the pain, so to speak?
Well, I'm very fortunate. I managed to get some sponsorship from the hotel for this stay, and they just sent me over the road for a spa treatment, and I had a lovely treatment of lavender and aloe, which is very relaxing, and with sticky things all over my stings now. So that's helped to bring it down a little bit, but just such a massive amount of stings and toxins in my body, it's rather painful.
Tell us what you were thinking at that time, because I understand you're about 7 hours into your swim when you decided that enough was enough. But when did you actually first get hit by the stingers?
Yeah, my first sting was after an hour and a half. It went down my right side and underneath my right arm. Once you get them under your arm, you know, every single time you take a stroke, the stinging cells sort of go again. So it took me a good hour or so for that to start to subside. And about after another hour or hour and a half, I got another one that went down my left side. And then shortly after that, another sting. This one went right on the middle of my face and got tangled up underneath the nose piece of my goggle. So I was being stung right across my face, but of course couldn't see the tentacles because, you know, on my face. So I'm trying to pull the tentacles off my face, and then about an hour or two after that, I got I had the whole bell of a jellyfish stuck on my left earlobe, and that just really completely swelled up, and my glands in my neck were swelling up from the one on my face. I kept swimming, kept going, and it was actually 8 hours into the swim when, and it was now dark, and they seemed to come up at dusk and feed or something, because the last time I went through, encountered the same thing, it was dusk, and at that time there was no hour between, or no half an hour between. It was just, it was just thick with jellyfish. There was a sting after sting after sting, and I couldn't remove the tentacles anymore. There were so many of them, and while they were stinging me, I was trying to swim, and I just had the tentacles just draping off my arms as I took them over the surface of the water and then pulled them through the water. And then there was more stings, and I just said to the people on the boat, I'm in a lot of pain, and there's no end to the jellyfish. And they asked me if I could swim for another half an hour, and I said, yes, I'll try, and I tried, and then the next, you know, a minute later, I'd stop with yet another sting, and they said, "Look, we can't ask you to go through this pain anymore. You know, it's just too much." So, it was just too much to continue. In the black, you can't see them. I couldn't see to get them off, and it was just like jellyfish soup. It's impossible.
Did it make it easier or harder, the fact that you'd been in this situation before, earlier this year, when you had attempted this channel crossing between Oahu and Kauai?
Well, it's extremely disappointing, and Chris and I have swum other channels here, and we haven't had the man-of-war jellyfish problem, and we know other swimmers that have swum other channels here, and they haven't had the problem that I've encountered on this particular channel. I mean, there's a few box man-of-wars around, and occasionally people get stung, but not in the way that they are in this channel. And after my experience last time, I thought, well, hopefully that was just a one-off and I can go back and get the job done, because I really believe I can swim the channel. I believe I can swim the 72 miles or 115K, and I can handle the huge swells and wind chop that I need to swim through. But those jellyfish, it's just impossible. You can't train for that sort of thing. And I hoped that there was a one-off and I could come back and complete the swim. But it was just the same. There's just so many of them out there. It's not possible in the suits that I was wearing. I might have to look at doing something else. So, at the moment I'm recovering, and I've got welts across my face and arms and back and underarms and chest and neck and ears. but my team were great, my boat were great, everything was great, and then once I was on the boat, comparing it with, going back to comparing it with last time, the same pain, they hosed me off with fresh water, and they're telling me today that they could see the tentacles actually coming off my body and going down onto the boat as they hosed it off. And then we sprayed my skin with jellyfish sting lotion and then wrapped me up and put me in the cabin. And then it's like 2 hours of convulsions, you know, the body's just completely shaking. And then after about 2 hours of total pain and agony, I sort of turn around the corner and my body seems to relax then, and after that I can start to recover. So not a lot of fun, but it was the same, exactly the same after I got out of the water this time as last time. So I think the first time it's rather frightening. This time it's, you kind of, well, I knew I'd done it before, so what was to come next. So finally the pain subsides a little bit.
What's your thoughts? I know it's only a short period of time since this has all happened, but have you given up hope that you will eventually cross this channel? I know there's a lot of expense that is involved in actually putting together one of these swims.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of training. There's a lot of logistical work with the crew and the boat and the team and everything else. And there's a lot of money to invest into it, and that's something that I really need to look at. I have to try and get some sponsorship or something, because everything we do comes out of our pocket, and it is an expensive thing to put together. And in the water last night, I swore I would never get back in there, and when I was on the boat, I was sure I was never ever going to do it again. But then, as the recovery comes by, the head starts to think, "Well, what can I do differently? Is there a way? Is there, you know?" And talking with my team today, I need to have a good think about it and see if I can find some way of getting around the obstacles.